Out there amongst us, they live. 96 million of them. Just waiting for a signal, I think, to stop sitting quietly, playing adorably, purring lovingly, and to become an army to restore their rightful place as furry masters of the planet. Then it will be us, humans, who will be the pets, trying to be adorable and eating the scraps left for us by our furry masters. You see, this idea that cats, and they are the favorite pet in the United States, that cats are in any way domesticated just because they've lived with us for thousands of years, the jury, scientifically, is still out on this one. Sure, they have a pretty good gig with constant grooming, special diets, the run of the house, elaborate litter box luxury, but this doesn't mean they are actually domesticated. David Grimmett, the author of Citizen Canine, Our Evolving Relationship with Cats and Dogs. David, cats are wild. Is that your view?
Not really. I mean, you know, that's really the debate among scientists is whether cats are wild, or some scientists call them semi-domesticated versus fully domesticated, as we might consider dogs and other domesticated animals like sheep and livestock. But as a cat owner myself, I certainly come down on the side of that they are a very domesticated animal with maybe an occasional wild streak.
There's a wild cat that's terrorizing people up in north of New York City in Rockland County. And I suspect that is a cat that has reverted to some sort of wild state because, as you say, it was sort of let go and some pet owner wasn't responsible. And now it develops its wild skills, and they're much more accessible than we might think.
Yeah, I mean, that is really one of the big differences between cats and dogs. Cats, you know, if left without human contact for long periods of time, especially when they're very young, can sort of revert to this feral kind of semi-wild state, which you don't see as much with dogs. I mean, certainly there are feral dogs in the world, but we see that sort of transition between domesticated and wild more fluid in cats than in dogs.
Cats are good campers. They're also good masters to their owners. I mean, if you were to look just objectively, humans certainly go out of their way to change their behavior to accommodate pets, and particularly cats. Do cats change? Do domesticated animals change in the process of deepening their relationship with humans?
Absolutely. I mean, we certainly see this, obviously, with dogs. We've lived with dogs somewhere potentially as long as 30,000 years. Obviously, if you compare a dog and a wolf, even though they may look a little similar, especially if you're comparing something maybe like a German Shepherd or a Siberian Husky and a wolf, but temperamentally, they're miles apart. You know, dogs, obviously, they're sleeping in our bed. They're playing Frisbee with us. They're cuddling with us. You're never going to be able to do that with a wolf. Similarly with cats, the ancestors of cats is an animal called the Near Eastern Wildcat, which is a very feral, very aggressive, very wild animal that lives in the deserts of the Middle East. Even though it looks a lot like a cat, really behaves nothing like a cat. One naturalist once described the wild cat as the least amenable of all living creatures. And Ernest Hemingway, famously, who was a big cat lover, described cats as love sponges. So, you know, we're seeing, you know, we see a big difference. Even though some people give cats a hard time for being wild, there's a really huge difference between them and their ancestor, the Near Eastern wildcat.
And that's part of the emotional camouflage, I think. What do you make of the theory that they're just waiting for a signal to all together really wipe us off the planet? I mean, if there was a pet that was going to become an army, it would be cats, not dogs. You couldn't get dogs to do the same thing.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, but I think that's kind of the appeal of cats, too, is that, you know, someone once said that, you know, owning a cat gives us the ability to caress the tiger. And I think that as much as cats are, you know, love sponges and sort of lap sitters and face sitters, you know, there's still, you know, as I said at the beginning, there's still a little bit of a wild streak in them. There's still a little bit of something mysterious and unknowable about them.
How many cats do you have?
I have two.
And how many dogs?
I don't have any dogs at the moment.
All right. David Grimm, author of Citizen Canine, Our Evolving Relationship with Cats and Dogs. Thanks so much.
Thank you.